Good afternoon, sir. What is your name? Okay, sir, the Honorable Mr. Bill Rittenhouse will be conducting the hearing.
Now, Mr. Phillips, could you please restate your full name and your ABC number for the record?
Christopher B. Phillips, and the number is 298-095.
Thank you, sir. And we're currently for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant. And you were notified about this hearing January 4th when you signed a form. Do you remember signing that?
Yes.
Okay, on that form is the list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. So which is it today, sir? Did you hire an attorney, or do you represent yourself?
I think they hired a court-appointed attorneys.
For this type of hearing, sir, there's no court-appointed attorney, but you may retain one at your expense, only if you want to. Most people don't. So, are you representing yourself today then, sir? Okay, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look to your right, so my left at the other end of the bench for me, is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Next to him, the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me or in the middle is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. We also have in the room, representing the Department of Corrections and your parole officer, the Honorable Mr. Turner. So I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Phillips and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Phillips? Thank you. Mr. Phillips, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Oh, there's Mr. Turner. You can see him now.
Yes, sir. You said my parole officer. That's not my parole officer. My parole officer is Mr. Murphy.
Mr. Turner is representing your parole officer. He has access to the record on the computer that's in front of him.
Okay.
Sure. No problem. Your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for the phase one, I'm going to read this allegation to you, Mr. Phillips, and I'd like you to respond whether it's true or false. The allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your being in possession of a white crystal-like substance in aluminum foil and a black tar-like substance at the Black Canyon Regional Parole Office at 24601 North 29th Avenue in Phoenix on December 12, 2018. Mr. Phillips, is this true or false?
That's false. It was not in my possession. They may have pulled out of the vehicle, but they did not pull that out of my possession.
Okay, Mr. Phillips, I'm going to take...
I was inside the parole building when they searched the vehicle that I was in, and whatever they found in the vehicle, they found the vehicle. They didn't find in my possession.
All right, Mr. Phillips, I'm going to take some testimony from Mr. Turner regarding allegation number one.
Ready?
Yes, go ahead. Thank you.
Allegation number one. On 12-12-2018, the offender reported in office as directed and was staffed with CCUS Haggard and CCO Logan in response to his discharge from his approved residence. During the staffing, he admitted to recent heroin and methamphetamine use as recent as 12-11-2018. The offender also indicated that he recently bought a green 95 Lincoln Town Car and he was the owner. CCO Logan asked the offender if he had a current valid Arizona driver's license. The offender responded he did not have it on him, but it was in the car. Due to the offender's recent drug use and not having a valid Arizona driver's license in his possession, a random search was conducted up in the offender's vehicle by senior CCO Haggard and CCO Logan. The green 1995 Lincoln Town Car vehicle search, senior CCO Haggard and CCO Logan found a folded black knife inside the vehicle's glove compartment, flip cell phone that displayed text messages of the offender's intent to sell drugs, a white crystal-like substance in aluminum foil inside the trunk, and a black tar-like substance in a small plastic bag under the seat of the front passenger side of the vehicle. The offender admitted that the items found were methamphetamines and black tar heroin. The offender also admitted that all items found belonged to him and that he had been selling drugs for profit. Follow-up. On 12/12/2018, the offender reported to the Black Canyon Parole Office and was arrested, then transported to ARTC. The contraband was placed in the MRC CIU evidence locker.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. So, Mr. Phillips, on December 12th, it looks like you admitted that all those items would belong to you, and that now you're telling us that's false. Which is correct?
It's correct. This one is incorrect. I did not admit any of those. The vehicle I purchased 2 days prior to them searching the vehicle, and if you recall what they stated, nothing was in my immediate area. It was under the passenger side. It was in the trunk of the vehicle. They didn't find anything on my person there.
They did test
any of those substances that were telling me to be whatever it came to be. And if they are, there are results of those field tests.
Well, Mr. Phillips, this is not a court. I'm going to move this hearing from phase one to phase two by making a motion based on Mr. Testimony from Department of Corrections. I move to find Mr. Phillips delinquent. Mr. Phillips! I move to find Mr. Phillips delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second. Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson. Agreed, Mr. Moore, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Phillips, now we can move to phase two of your hearing. That was phase one. And in phase two of your hearing, we will determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. In phase two, sir, you'll have plenty of opportunity to explain anything that you want to explain. So, but I'd like to start phase two with us getting some information from Mr. Turner, just general background information. So just stay on the phone, we'll be right back, and you can tell the board anything you want to tell us. Mr. Turner.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Phillips was released from ADC custody on 11/23/2018 and arrested on 12/12/2018 by ADC on a tech violation. No new charges were noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 12/12/2018 with a CSED of 4/23/2019, zero abscondes. Current convictions, 2014, dangerous drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. 2016, dangerous drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2013, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2013, commitment B, count three, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3.3, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted, and there's no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is moderate, but drugs, violence, and promoting contraband noted. Other arrest, 2003, robbery, Arizona felony conviction, probation. He has a GV score of G1, V2.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay, back to you, Mr. Phillips. We have a written summary of what occurred while you were on supervision, and it looks like you started out living at Traditions on West Vista Avenue in Phoenix. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then you were discharged from there on December 7th. What happened? Why were you discharged?
I was part of a methadone program on the streets, and one of the staff members was aware that I was in the methadone program, and one of the staff members was not aware, and one of the staff members wanted to give me a UA, and I told him I was going to fail because of the methadone.
Right.
And so I asked them what my options were. They said I could leave for 3 days, 72 hours, come back, build up the methadone, drop another UA, which I did to you know, get accepted in the first place, and to re-enter that establishment, because I do have, I believe it's 2 or 3 weeks of prepaid rent still on the books.
Okay.
And that's what I was trying to do, but then I was contacted by my parole officer saying, you know, I'm aware that you have, you know, been discharged or not, I need you to come in to see me on Monday, whichever day it was, on whatever the date was, and that was the date that I had the next morning. I did what they requested. I came in to report, and then apparently everything that happened on that day.
Okay, sir. Were you working? Had you found employment at all?
I had been there, I believe. I had how I'm gonna be using, I was getting ready to, you know what I mean, I was in the process of looking for.
Sure.
I was being proactive in what the tradition was expecting me to do.
Sounds like you were. Okay, you didn't have any UAs due, because your PIN never came up. But it looks like there's a few notes here under sanctions. According to this, you had admitted to recent heroin and methamphetamine use. So if you'd used heroin, I thought you were on methadone.
I was on methadone. That's why I admitted to use it was methadone. That's why I was kicked out. There was obviously some lack of communication with, I'm not gonna come and report to my parole officer. I mean, it's just, with anything in my possession, if I were using it, in my vehicle, if I were using it, which I wasn't, I was using methadone to keep me off, to deter me from possibly relapsing. That was my whole purpose of going to methadone. Or doing that legally, I was compliant with them. They were taking my UA, I was playing with everything that I was, you know what I mean? I was doing everything and being compliant, you know, as far as like what they expected within their program.
Well, Mr. Phillips.
It's not the UA to get into traditions.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, it's.
Mr. Phillips, there was also a cell phone. You had a cell phone in the vehicle that had text messages regarding you selling drugs to other people. So now can you explain that?
They don't have my cell phone. I have my cell phone with my brother.
Whose cell phone was that?
I have an LG7 or LG4 silo is my cell phone. So whatever phone they found there, like I mentioned before, I purchased that vehicle 2 days prior to this incident. Okay, 2 days prior, something like that. And it was, whatever, was obviously some things in that vehicle that were not mine. Phone will obviously be one of them. I have a smartphone and it's an LG Silo 4. If that's the phone that they have a picture of it in question, then that's the phone that they have. If that's not the phone that they're speaking about, it's not my phone.
All right, Mr. Phillips.
What about the phone that they say it now?
It doesn't say. It says my cell phone.
Okay, well.
Okay. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions. Anyone have a question for Mr. Phillips? Okay, Mr. Phillips, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing. Yes, sir. Oh, Mr. Thank you, Mr. Turner. Sorry, I didn't know.
Yes, sir. I reviewed the OMS notes, and for the record, there is no documentation that he ever provided to his parole officer that he was in the methadone program or on methadone. Also, on 12/10/2018, P.O. Logan received a discharge letter from Traditions Manager Jake Cotto, who reported that the offender refused to UA for management, so he was discharged.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay, Mr. Phillips, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, and I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. If there's anything else you've thought of, just please, without repeating something you've already told us, sir.
All right, right now?
Yes, oh yes, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Look, I've been with the Association of Women in Prison, I have a good group of people that are involved in AAC and stuff like that. I've been in and out of the program, you know, a couple different times. I do have a good group of people out there that I'm trying to reestablish myself with. And if you notice my criminal past or whatever, it's with substance abuse, okay? It's not, you know, it's pretty much black and white. I'm just trying to get in the treatment when I get out there. Like I said, I have money available at Traditions to be a resident once I get out. There are a couple of other like treatment centers that I would like to get into once I get out. My release date is April 23rd. It's not that far away. I did that, okay? But if I can get out a couple months early to get into the program, that would be a great opportunity and it would be greatly appreciated. That's all we'll get. Thanks for your time.
Okay, Mr. Phillips, thank you. Mr. Phillips, the board's going to go into discussion. We do our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So just stay on the phone and we'll be right back with you in just a moment. The board's now in discussion. Mr. Phillips was out and on community supervision and does admit that he has a drug problem, and it's pretty evident from just looking at his criminal history. Seems like he was trying with the methadone, trying to get clean. My issue is just that he just doesn't, we have too much conflict between what is shown here in this warrant and what he's saying to us, including contradicting himself. So I'm at this point, I'm not seeing him as a good candidate to return to community supervision. That way, when April comes, he won't have to worry about a parole officer, but and listen to anything anyone else has to say. Okay, based on information then in warrant 2018W360-02, our conversation with Mr. Phillips, information provided by Mr. Turner, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Phillips was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and had lapsed or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company specifically by continuing to use or possibly sell drugs to other people, as indicated in this warrant.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Phillips, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. So April 23rd, as you stated, you'll be out. I think it's a good idea to get into some kind of treatment, and certainly wish you the best, sir. Getting off of drugs is not easy. So it sounds like you're up for it. Good luck to you. And if you just lay the phone down, let the CO3 know that you're finished. Thank you, sir.